Hello, everyone, and welcome into another Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Thanks for joining me here, and please follow me on Twitter at Callahan On Air. In my Twitter bio, you'll find the link to our Talking Puck Discord. It's a growing community of hockey fans just like yourself, and we look forward to having you. All fans, any team, you are definitely welcome, even if you're just a fan of the game and you want to join the discussion. Feel free. And we're ramping up the trade rumors. The trade deadline is getting closer and closer. I have a topic coming up next week about whether or not I think this year will be different at the deadline and why. We're also going to talk about that, I think, on the Sunday night show coming up at 9 p.m. Eastern time. Talking Puck TV, a couple of former NHL voices, myself and Mike Haynes, just talking hockey and taking your questions as well from the chat. If you can join us, twitch.tv/talkingpuck or the YouTube link, because YouTube is complicated and won't let you have a real link unless you have 6 billion followers, bit.ly/talkingpuck. Okay, let's get right into the podcast here now that we've spent enough time on that. I was thinking about this. Marc-Andre Fleury has been placed into the COVID protocols for the Vegas Golden Knights. Not great. If you're Vegas, you're certainly not pleased, especially with Robin Lehner out. And Lehner is supposed to be getting closer to a return. He's on conditioning assignment in Henderson with the Silver Knights. So perhaps he'll be up to game shape sooner than later. But it got me thinking, outside of Fleury, because that's a pretty big loss for the Golden Knights, what team could least afford to lose their goaltender, whether it's to injury or to COVID, for an extended period of time? And I started looking over the goalies who played the most games. And of course, everybody's a little different right now just because some teams have not played as many games as other teams. And I mean, we're talking a 5-6 game gap in some cases. So Matt Murray and John Gibson, as of me recording this, each have 22 games played. So there's a couple ways you could look at this and a couple ways to argue it. Anaheim could not afford John Gibson going away. They would be even less competitive. But Gibson is 6-11. The Ducks aren't good. So he is a major, major reason why they're even remotely winning hockey games at this point. He's playing so well, and I don't think he ever gets the credit he deserves, but he's getting bombarded every night. He's struggling. Like, his save percentage is under 900, but his goals against is still under 3 somehow on a really bad Ducks team. He's huge for them. But if they lose him, they don't really lose anything. What I mean by that is they're not going to make the playoffs. They're not making a run. So I think, as important as Gibson is, I can't count him for this. Jonas Korpisalo and Connor Hellebuck each have 21 games. And Connor Hellebuck, I think, is a guy I'm going to put out there as someone, boy, Winnipeg couldn't live without him. A lot of places you have a 1A, 1B. So Jonas Korpisalo, if he goes out in Columbus, there's Elvis Merzlikins. And right now we're seeing Korpisalo battle a little bit of an injury issue. And his numbers aren't great. Columbus is struggling right now. So between the two of them, it's a toss-up in that 1A, 1B. So I think Connor Hellebuck makes my list. They cannot afford to lose him for any reason. Vitek Vanacek has played a lot in Washington and has been a big reason why, in the absence of Samsonov, that team has kind of stayed afloat. And Vanacek has really helped them out, but I think they'd be okay. Freddie Anderson in Toronto, we've already seen the Leafs are okay with him out of the lineup. Philip Grubauer in Colorado, that's another one, could potentially make my list. Grubauer this year, I mean, his numbers are decent, but Colorado's a very good hockey team. And if they miss him for a week or two, I still think they'd be okay. But another guy that definitely belongs on this list for me is Andrei Vasilevskiy in Tampa Bay. Tampa is a team that really relies on Vasilevskiy to be the horse, to be good, and to be able to carry them. And his numbers this year have been great. 16 wins on the year, 936 save percentage, a 1.79 goals against. Vasilevskiy is in that Vezina conversation, along with Fleury, along with Hellebuck. Those guys are up there for me. And there's some other teams. Demko in Vancouver, yeah, they got Holtby behind him. You know, not a big deal. Jari in Pittsburgh, who's played better as of late, but still wouldn't really matter for the Penguins if he wasn't in there. So, you know, even Varlamov on the island. I mean, Sorokin is behind him and I think is an incredibly capable goaltender. Maybe the other guy, this might surprise you, but I'll say Darcy Kemper in Arizona. For whatever reason, Kemper, He's reignited his career since coming to Arizona, not that anybody's noticed. But Kemper is the reason why the Coyotes are able to be competitive when he's healthy. The problem is between Kemper and Antti Raanta, they haven't been healthy. And that doesn't help on a team that doesn't score a lot of goals and really has to beat you in a low-scoring game. So your goalie has to stand on his head pretty much every single night. Those are some of the big ones that I see right now. You're probably asking, all right, what about Markstrom in Calgary? I don't think he's that guy for me. You look at Markstrom right now and you look at Calgary right now, I don't know that Calgary misses a lot with Markstrom going, not going in or out of the lineup because they're just not playing well enough. Now, things may change. Speaking of change, the coaching change, Daryl Sutter is going to finally be able to get behind the bench here and kind of, you know, sink his teeth into this team a little bit. So my opinion may be different on this in a week or two. But right now, just based on where Calgary is and what they've been doing, I don't think Markstrom makes that list. Who makes your list? Let me know on Twitter, at Callahan on Air, or jump in the Discord. We have a goaltending section because, as I always like to say, I'm a goaltending apologist, and I'd love to start the raging debate there, too. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to drop in and do just that. If you like the podcast, please subscribe, and we welcome you on Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we are doing Wednesday shows now for Talking Puck TV as well, Mike and I, trying to do 2 p.m. Eastern time. Unfortunately, this past Wednesday, things didn't quite work out, but we will be back next Wednesday, but certainly our next broadcast Sunday night at 9 p.m. We look forward to seeing you there for an hour plus-ish of hockey talk and your questions in the chat. All right, everybody, thanks for joining me. Take care. We'll talk to you next time on Talking Puck.